What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
There you have it, Baskin and Phelps. We've got a big day for you. Big day. Jimmy D. Haslam's press conference coming up at high noon. We'll get the state of the team and hear what they have to say. Plus, Kevin Stefanski at 1:30 as we get the lowdown on everything that's going on in Berea. In fact, we'll be in Berea tomorrow, right? We're out there tomorrow? Yeah.
Yes, we are.
So we will be
good thing you're aware of that. Otherwise, you'd be pretty lonely sitting here by yourself.
It's okay. It's not a problem.
I'll be sitting out in Berea tomorrow.
Okay. Well, I'll try to make it out there. We'll see. Thanks for inviting me.
We'd love for you to join us,
Yeah,
Andy.
We really would.
Be great.
Bring lunch.
Well, that's all I'm good for is lunch?
Well, you said it.
Thanks. I don't even know you anymore. Mary Kay Cabot coming up in 17 minutes. 17 minutes, we're going to talk to her about the Browns as well. I do want to go back into what's going on with the Guardians. And
can I throw this one out?
Sure.
It's the same investigation with Luis Ortiz. It's way too coincidental. The two pitchers on the same staff, both from the Dominican Republic, it can't be two different individual things. They obviously there's a connection here, right?
I mean, I don't know why.
Wouldn't it be naive to think there's not some kind of a connection between these two guys in this investigation?
Yeah,
I'm not saying that they're guilty of anything, but there obviously is some connection. Correct? I mean,
yeah,
common sense would tell us that there's some connection.
I just have a little trouble jumping to the Dominican Republic part of that.
Well, no, I mean, that's just part of it, I think. You know what I mean?
We don't know. I mean,
well, exactly.
You have to assume, and this isn't, you have to assume, like, we heard stories right away when the league started getting partnerships with legalized betting. That we heard stories about players getting pressured left and right.
Well, that's part of my thought here.
You know, getting heckled by saying, oh, you just cost me so-and-so. Why, you know, all of a sudden, I mean, you play for the fans. You don't work for the fans. I think it's probably, at least that's the way I approach it. Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe, Andy, who knows? And will we ever find out exactly what's going on? I don't know. You know, maybe there are forces, you know, pressuring these guys. Maybe they did something stupid together. Maybe there's nothing to this. We don't know.
Right.
But, man, I would think that anything's on the table right now until there's something more definitive. Here's the other thought on this. If they have enough to send both of these guys out on leave, paid leave, until the end of August, does it strike you as odd that it's like, okay, you found something that makes you think that there's something here, and they can't play for 5 weeks at least for Class A, and however long it's been now for Luis Ortiz, and he's out till August 31st as well.
Right,
they're out that long, but you haven't suspended them for the year, or you're investigating still, but you found something. To me, it's kind of odd that it's like, okay, you're out till August 31st, at least. I mean, if they found something, wouldn't they be toast? Wouldn't it be released as to exactly what it is that happened here?
So here's where I'm kind of questioning what's going on. Because of the collective bargaining agreement, I don't know if they have to take this step first to make sure that, you know, you've got to give these guys the opportunity to plead their case, right? So there's got to be some kind of process, or at least the MLBPA has created some sort of due process for them to be able to do it. So now they're on paid leave. And I think you pick that August 31st date because that's the roster date for the playoffs. That's the only reason why I say that. And they may not be related at all, but that's just it kind of makes sense to me. So,
and then at that point, maybe something definitive comes out.
You know, and Major League Baseball's got to stand here as the.
I mean, they haven't told anybody anything other than that they're part of an investigation and they're out.
Yeah,
I mean that's all we know. Well, all the stuff about the first pitch stuff and all that with Ortiz.
Yeah.
That's just all been reported. That hasn't.
Right. ESPN said that the independent firm that Major League Baseball uses to monitor what's going on saw a tremendous spike during a couple pitches with one of Ortiz games in Ohio, New Jersey, and New York. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what somebody reported. Major League Baseball hasn't said squat. Other than that these guys are out.
Yeah. I hope they didn't do it. I mean, that's what I hope, but I
don't
know.
We hope they're not involved. But
maybe they did, maybe they didn't. We don't know.
It's oddly coincidental.
Major League Baseball also has to set an example for clarity, right? This is Major League Baseball. This is the home of the Black Sox scandal. This is the home of Pete Rose, okay? Those live all over Major League Baseball, and they don't want to be defined by those. But yet, like, why would we not be surprised that there aren't more stories like this? And I think the leagues, I mean, we've all kind of said, oh, okay, whatever, it's legal. But, I mean, if the leagues really want to stand for something against gambling or want to stand against, you know, the players being involved in stuff, why are they partners with them? I don't understand that. Why are they, like, I've always said this, like, it used to drive me nuts. We'd go to Cincinnati and, you know, and like every time, oh, the Pete Rose rule, blah, 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 where you couldn't have a cell phone down in the dugout, right? And then I would sit there and I would stare at this giant Ohio Lottery sign and go, well, wait a minute, you're taking money from gaming, right? Don't kid yourself, the lottery's gaming, okay? Drives me nuts when people say that. So, like, I think in some ways Major League Baseball is unbelievably hypocritical on some of this stuff.
Except they can't have gambling in the game. I mean, you can't
have a gambling within the game, is what you're saying, right? And I agree with that.
Well, I'm not saying about Ortiz, like, or Clase here. If you've got a player affecting bets, that's compromising the integrity of the game.
I get it. But what, like, for all of these leagues, Jeff, like, I don't understand what, if they want to be somewhat pure and not feel like, and but Major League Baseball will turn around and I'll tell you, well, it's a good thing we have all this legalized gambling now, because now we have these independent crews in here and they can see things like the spike, so we can find out what's going on. Like, I just don't understand. I understand legalized gambling. Get that from, like, no problem at all. But why would the leagues take a penny of advertising from any of these sources, lottery, any of them? Like, that to me is the hard part. Like, I don't understand that. If you don't want to be associated with that in that area, why would you take a penny of their advertising money? And we all kind of turn a blind eye to it, but to me, it's just larger than life. And unfortunately, the Reds were the ones that just brought it to my forefront, because I often think about Cincinnati and what happened with Pete Rose, and it just, the rules in Cincinnati always seem to be a little bit different. And yet, I would sit there and I'd see that big sign for the lottery or for the casinos and stuff like that. I'm like,
welcome to the real world, Andy. Yeah,
well, I mean, who do you want to be? Like, it's a mixed message. That's what I'm saying.
Gambling,
it's a mixed message.
Sports gambling is huge.
Yes.
You listen to our station, you know that.
Oh, agree.
Sports gambling is huge. But sports want the money.
Yeah, you don't have to choose to do it.
Exactly. But I understand the sports leagues wanting to protect the integrity of their game.
That not, I get. I get not, that.
And that's what this is about, apparently.
Mm. Victor is in North Royalton. Hi, Victor. How are you?
Hi, Victor.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Victor, thank you. Appreciate
Good to
that.
Have you with us, Victor.
John is in Menor. Hi, John.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How are
Hi,
you?
John.
Oh, I'm 87 years old, and I watched the game last night. I got sick to my stomach. I don't understand why Jeff Phelps is so high on Jones. Jones has done nothing all year.
John, you don't listen to me. You don't listen to me very well, John. You don't listen to me very well.
John, this is a John.
It's a conversation. It's not John's recital.
John,
you're 87. Listen. Yeah.
So listen, if you're going to call, John, I can't take you. If you don't give him a chance to respond, you just called him out. At least give him.
I just want to say something, and you can respond after I'm done.
No, John.
No, you called
the Baskin and Phelps.
Goodbye, John. Sorry,
I'm Baskin and Phelps.
Feel bad.
I'm responding now to what you said. Nolan Jones, the individual, is not what I've been high on. What I'm high on is having a guy, the opportunity of someone who has had some success of hitting the ball a long way in the lineup, rather than middle infielders. I thought it was bad when they traded two power-hitting prospects, Will Benson and Nolan Jones, and got back in return for Nolan Jones, Juan Brito, who has yet to make his Major League debut. Nolan Jones has been extremely disappointing. Extremely. However, I'd rather have Nolan Jones taking at-bats than another middle infielder stacked up in the system. So, there. And Tyler Freeman's been good, I know.
Can I just give you a rule? I mean, and I don't, you know, I hate hanging up on people. The show is not a hot take show. It hasn't been in 14 years. Jeff and I will have a conversation with you. And if you're going to call someone out, me or him,
calling somebody out. It's
He called you out a little
bit. It's discussing a point.
And I don't, but the key is the discussion part of that. Right, Jeff? I think we went into this 14 years ago and we said, this is how we're going to do it. We don't need people to go on minute and a half rants without us at least being a part of that conversation. It's a conversation show. It's not a hot take show. Sorry. Nate is in West Salem. Hi, Nate. How are you?
Oh, good morning, guys. Well,
hello, Nate.
I'm worried that we might have a gambling issue with some of our higher-level executives, possibly Aunt Nettie and Chernoff.
Wow, you better come up with some evidence on this one. Go.
Nate, can't. I'm sorry.
Just give me your evidence. I think that's true at all, but go ahead.
There's no other plausible reason why we're still trotting out Naylor and Hedges at catcher. That's my take.
Okay. Look around Major League Baseball. How many catchers actually hit well? And by the way, Bo, nice three-run pinch-hit home run on an 0-2 pitch last night. Well done.
Mary Kay Cabot's going to join us next. We're going to talk to her about what's going on with the Browns. Obviously, we've got Jimmy and D. Haslam coming up at noon. More fun. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.